Sahar alo tarati beis mishne hay kares habayis va'aliyah shein aleim aziva v'hein mechuvenet. A two-story house that there are beams that make up the ceiling of both the lower floor and the upper floor. And these beams are parallel to each other but are not attached. And it does not have any plaster. And the beams are aligned, meaning the beams of the lower floor and the upper floor are perfectly aligned, one underneath the other. If there is tumah kedayis min hamit in the bottom floor, underneath one of the beams, any kelim underneath that beam would become tumah. But all the other kelim in the house would be tar. As each beam is a separate oil, since they are not attached. So therefore, any kelim underneath that beam would become tumah. The tumah would not spread sideways to be matame kelim on the other side of the house. And so too, that beam would be chaytik b'fnei tumah, to stop a tumah from going through it. So kelim on top of that beam in the upper floor would remain tar. Only kelim underneath that beam would become tumah. Now we're talking about where the beam is at least a tefach wide, and therefore it has a din of an oil. It can spread the tumah underneath it, but if it's less than a tefach wide, it's not considered an oil, and the tumah would not be spread at all. If there's a tumah between the bottom beam and the upper beam, meaning the kedayis min hamit is in the upper floor of the house, on top of the beam that makes up the ceiling of the bottom floor and underneath one of the beams that make up the ceiling of the upper floor, any kelim between the two beams would become tumah. The upper beam would be an oil to spread the tumah underneath the upper beam, but the tumah would not spread sideways to be matame kelim on the side of the house, and so too the tumah would not spread to the bottom floor of the house, as the bottom beam would be chaytik tumah, the tumah would stop the tumah from going to the bottom floor of the house. Al gabe ha'oyona kenegdo adon rekiya tumah. If there's a tumah kedayis min hamit on top of one of the beams that make up the ceiling of the upper floor, the tumah would rise up and be matame any kelim directly above the tumah up to the sky. But it would not go into the house. The tumah would not go down into the house, since it's on top of one of the beams. That beam would be chaytik b'fnei tumah, would stop the tumah from going through it. So all kelim inside the house would remain tar. Hayuha yonois kebein hatachtonim. If instead of the beams being aligned, that the beams of the upper floor are directly above the beams of the lower floor, instead, the beams are not aligned. The beams that make up the ceiling of the lower floor are in between the beams that make up the ceiling of the upper floor. That if we would pick up the beam of the lower floor directly overhead, they would go right in between the beams that make up the ceiling of the upper floor. Tuma tachas achas mehem, tachas kulon tamei, agabeim kenegdo adarakia tumah. If there is a tumah underneath any one of the beams, whether that tumah is in the upper floor or the lower floor, all the kelim in the house, whether in the lower floor or in the upper floor, would become tumah. As we would either say good asik or good achas, meaning say that since the beams are not aligned, they're in between each other, we would look at the beams of the lower floor as if they were raised up and put in between the beams of the upper floor, and it would be considered one oil. Both floors would be the same oil, so the tumah would spread to both floors all around the house. Or we would look at it as if the beams of the upper floor of the house were brought down and put in between the beams of the lower floor of the house. So again, the house would be considered one oil, and all kelim inside the house, both in the upper floor and the lower floor, would become tumah. But if there's a tumah al gabam, meaning to say on top of the beams of the upper floor, on top of the house, in such a case, the tumah would not get into the house. Only kelim directly above that tumah up to the sky would become tumah. As the beams are chosik b'fnei tumah, it would stop the tumah from getting into the house, since the tumah is on top of the house. And therefore, the tumah would only go up, not down, and only kelim on top of the tumah up to the sky would become tumah.
A beam that went from one wall to the opposite wall, Utuma tachtan, there was a tumah, a kedayis min hamit, underneath the beam. And yesh ba poseya tefach, mevia es hatumah, tachas kula. If the beam is at least a tefach wide, the tumah from the kedayis min hamit would spread underneath the entire length of the beam. Even if part of the beam is less than a tefach wide, if the part of the beam that is over the mace of the tefach wide, the tumah will be transmitted along the length of the entire beam, even to the part that's less than a tefach wide. Ve'imla, but if the bin is less than a tefach, the part of the bin that's above the maze is less than a tefach, tuma b'kas v'oila b'kas v'yaredis. The tuma would not be transmitted to the length of the beam. Instead, it would go directly up and down. Any kalim directly above or underneath the tumah would become tameh, but kalim to the side of the tumah would not become tameh, as only an oil that's a tefach would cause the tumah to spread, but less than a tefach would not be considered an oil and would not transmit the tumah.
What would have to be the circumference of the kalim in order that we would be assured that the width of the tefach and it has a din of oil to transmit the tumah? If the kara is circular, then if the circumference is 3 tefachim, we can be assured that the width of the tefach, as that is a halacha, it's going to talk from a pasuk in Divrei Hayom, anything that has a circumference of 3 has a width of 1. Bizman shehi merubas arba shamaruba yasa al ego reveal. If the kara is square, then it would have to be 4 tefachim all around the square in order to be assured that it's a tefach wide. As a square is a quarter more than a circle. Since, as we said, a circle that has a circumference of 3 is a tefach wide, so a square would have to be 4 all around to be assured that it's a tefach wide and that it has a din of an oil.